Peter John Buchan, hello.
Hello.
Why is this type of collaboration between the two universities important?
Well, the relationship between the universities has existed for more than 60 years. When the Icelandic Department was created back in 1951, it was done partly through an agreement with the Icelandic community in Manitoba, but also with some help and support from the University of Iceland. The first professor to come here was a professor from the University of Iceland who was here for 5 years, and then the second head of the department was also someone who had graduated from the University in Iceland and was affiliated with them. And it's a relationship that has continued throughout the years with exchange programs between the two universities and a lot of research and teaching collaboration. And I think especially the support that we feel both from a financial and from a cultural perspective has always been important for the department specifically at the University of Manitoba, but also for the university in general. It's really important for us to build on and encourage these collaborations that we have with universities around the world.
And talk to us about the choice of the migration theme. From my understanding, the theme is different every year. Tell us about why this theme was chosen and why it's important to look at this now.
Well, the migration theme is important for a couple of reasons. One is that my former colleague, who was the chair of Icelandic and the head of department here at the U of M, her name is Birna Bjarnadóttir. She specializes in migrant literature and has always had a real focus in her research and her teaching about the literature and the poetics of migration and new arrivals in Canada. Specifically for the Icelandic community, in the late 19th century, there was a large migration of people who left Iceland and came to Canada. I think the estimates are anywhere from 20 to 25% of the Icelandic population left in the years between 1874 and 1914. Somewhere
those are astounding sure numbers.
They really are. It's really remarkable. And there were a number of different factors that played into it. There was some climate change at the time with a slight cooling, which meant that there wasn't as much arable land that was available in Iceland. And, of course, the development of technology to be able to travel across the ocean. But it was a huge migration of people, and by far the largest number came and settled. Of course, Manitoba wasn't really, or had just become a province, and was known as the postage stamp province. Right, it was just sort of the area around Winnipeg and maybe up to the southern shores of Lake Winnipeg. And those Icelanders came here and settled in the Gimli area in what we call the Interlake, which is the region between Lake Winnipeg and Lake Manitoba. And they received a government reserve of land, and they really thrived here. I mean, the first years, of course, were challenging, but over time they came to play a really important role in Canadian government, in Canadian literature, and in the culture and society of Manitoba and Winnipeg.
Indigenous literature and experiences are also part of this conference. Tell us why it was important to look at that in the context of this migration theme.
Well, I think we all recognize the importance of lifting up Indigenous culture and recognizing the importance of it in Canadian culture in general. Specifically, the Indigenous population had close ties with the Icelandic community first. In fact, I was just attending a lecture last week by a professor from the University of Winnipeg talking about some of the Icelanders who had learned some Indigenous languages when they first came. And he spoke about his grandfather who had, at his funeral, there were speeches in Icelandic and in English and in Soto. So the connection was really important right from the very beginning. And there was a famous Indigenous man by the name of John Ramsey, who was closely connected with a lot of the Canadian or the Icelandic population in Canada. Well, and another close connection that we have in the Icelandic community is with the Center for Creative Writing and Oral Culture at the University of Manitoba. And the main person there is a man by the name of Warren Carew, who does a lot of work with Indigenous oral tradition. And so we've always felt this close connection, and it was a perfect opportunity for him to talk about some of the research that he's done in that field.
Well, Peter John Buchan, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us all about it today.
Thank you as well. It was a real pleasure.